Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Ninja Warrior Wrap-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me, as always, is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm okay. Mercury is still in retrograde, so my life is still in chaos, but it's over soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you asked me how I was. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, I didn't ask you how Mercury was.
I'm saying I am not awesome because of Mercury.
What happens if you continue to be not awesome even when Mercury goes to future grade?
Well, then I have to take responsibility for my actions and stop blaming space for all my problems. And we don't want that.
I don't know. I feel like space shouldn't be the cause of anyone's problems.
No, space.
Unless you're in space and you need a suit or something.
You don't know where I am. I could be in space.
You don't look like you're in space.
That's a really narrow-minded view of space. I'm just saying, I think that my problems will immediately cease on the 15th when Mercury is no longer in retrograde.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Is that a challenge? I have to fix my entire life in the next 4 days.
Yeah, basically. The next time we talk, you'd better be like, I am perfect. Things are amazing.
There are literally zero problems.
Space has solved everything.
Okay. Well, you're on. See you Wednesday.
All right. So we're here to talk about American Ninja Warrior Ninja versus Ninja episodes 6 and 7. We're doing it on purpose this time.
Because it switched nights and Thursday to Monday is a very short period of time.
Yes. So great couple episodes here. I enjoyed watching them just now before we started recording.
You don't have to tell them that.
I'm still in the glow of having watched them.
Okay, well, I watched them in a reasonable amount of time after they aired, so I might be a little more rusty, but it's only because I'm a real fan and watch the show as soon as I can.
Look, you can watch whenever you want, just like you can listen whenever you want.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like there are certain podcasts that you don't want to listen to after they're no longer relevant.
Well, yeah, but this is not Big Brother. This is Ninja versus Ninja. You can watch
thinking,
it whenever
like,
you want.
Political podcasts, but I guess also
listen to political podcasts whenever. Doesn't matter. It's all the same.
It's not true.
Same story, different characters.
I feel like those you don't want to be like, you know, next year listening to a podcast about the Zuckerberg things. Hearings is what they're called.
Or you could just be like me and not listen or care at all about Zuckerberg.
Just don't be an informed member of society. I'm just kidding. I don't really listen to political podcasts either, but I listen to a lot of celebrity gossip podcasts, and those you don't want to listen to late.
I see.
Because if I'm like 2 months from now, I'm like, you guys hear about this Khloe Kardashian thing? People are going to be like, yeah, back in April.
Or they'll be like me and be like, nope, don't know who that is.
You know who that is. Stop it.
I know about Kardashians. I know Nicole, is that
Taryn
Kanye's wife?
Taryn, they all start with K. That's the whole thing. Kim Kardashian.
Kim, that's her name. Yep.
Oh my God, you are the worst.
Look, you wanted to test me. That was the test. All right. Well, let's talk not about the Kardashians, but about Ninja versus Ninja. We've got this episode 6. We've got the big dog ninjas, the lab rats, the ballers, and Team Alpha on the course with the tilting ladders and the flying monkey bars. Very excited to see the lab rats in action here. And our first matchup is the big dog ninjas versus the lab rats.
Did you notice that almost all of these teams are sort of like dog adjacent names? Like there's the big dogs and then the lab rats, which a lab is a kind of dog, and then like the alphas, which is like an alpha dog, and ballers, which dogs like to fetch balls.
And also Airbud.
Yes.
Was a baller.
Airbud was a baller. See, you know celebrities. You know the ones that matter.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that the Big Dog Ninja has now officially got a team name, the Big Dog Ninjas.
You know that he did not have a choice. They're like, you want to do team? You're going to be the big dog ninjas.
Oh, man. What has Akbar done?
Akbar he came up with a couple other wild nicknames this episode. He's gone off the rails.
Yes. So our first matchup is Jody Avila versus Chris Wilczewski. Very, very good matchup here. The tall people, I feel like, are have a heavy advantage in team competition, because if, as long as they don't mess up, they often can really speed through these obstacles. Jody, they talk about how Jody's team, they train together. They're like family, the big dog ninja family.
Yeah, this is cute. Did you notice that this is now a Mitsubishi matchup? Instead of a drive of the night, this is now the Mitsubishi matchup.
Oh, I kept calling it the drive of the night.
No, like they, well, maybe they also did a drive of the night, but they were like, our first Mitsubishi matchup, which is definitely new.
Didn't even notice.
Yeah. Subtle product placement.
I guess so. Chris, meanwhile, has been traveling the country with his girlfriend. That's cute.
Yeah, he's been to 49 states, just not Alaska.
I mean, slacker.
Yeah, that's not very impressive. Call me when you go to Alaska. Alaska seems nice. There's a lot of bears there.
I usually, when I think about is a state nice, I think about how many bears do they have.
Me too. They're my favorite animal.
Really?
Yes, really.
They don't seem like your style, like teddy bears maybe, but not actual bears.
I don't know what that is supposed to say about my character. I feel like they are protective and strong and brave and hardworking and adorable.
All right. I mean, tell me that when they eat you, but
they are. Why do you know something?
Yeah, there's actually a bear headed your way. He's got your number.
Did an astrologer tell you that? I thought you didn't believe in that.
Look, space bears are they're very psychic.
That sounds amazing.
See, you would like fantasy sci-fi. There's space bears.
Are there space bears?
And yeah, I'm sure
don't say Wookiees. That doesn't count.
That's pretty close.
No,
but no,
it doesn't count.
I'm sure there are space bears.
I just like the documentary narrated by John C. Reilly, because it's so silly about the bears. It's called Disney's Bears.
I see.
Okay. Anyway,
Chris versus Jody here. Chris was ahead, but Jody just has that massive reach advantage on the ladders. He's able to speed through there, as well as through the monkey bars. And Jody will take the win here over Chris.
Yeah. And Akbar says, let the big dog eat. What?
Look, when some people are not eating, other people are eating.
This is your favorite reference.
It's all about eating on Ninja Warrior. You gotta eat. You gotta build those muscles.
Mm-hmm. It's a dog eat dog world. Did you ever watch that reality show, Dog Eat Dog?
No.
Oh, it was hosted by Brooke Burns, and then it was canceled because it was like legitimately inhumane.
Great.
They were like, you held people underwater for like longer than is legal on television.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
It was.
Next up, we have Brandy Monteverde versus Michelle Warnke. Brandy is a mom, and Michelle is the first female ninja gym owner, never lost a race in team competition.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch Brandy's kids' names?
I did not.
Hunter, Trent, and Big Dan.
That's what she from the South?
I would imagine these are not like New York City names.
Yeah.
Although, no, because aren't they? Oh, no, that's the other team that's all from Minnesota. Yeah, she might be from the South. I don't know. She also does have a husband. I looked it up on Instagram, and I'm glad they didn't include him in this.
Why is he a hunter?
No, well, probably. I don't know. I was just like, oh, is she like a single mom or something? Because like her husband isn't included at all in this package. But I was like, I feel like they would have highlighted it if she was a single mom. So I looked it up and she has a husband, and I was like, yeah, it's good that they don't. She can have her own thing, you know.
Give us the info here. Why is he not included?
I have no idea. They seem to have like a very happy marriage.
Why did you want him to not be included?
Oh no, literally nothing against him. I'm just saying, like, I feel like whenever a woman is highlighted as like being a mom, it's either like about being like a single mom, or it's like heavily includes her partner.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with that she had a husband. You were glad that he wasn't included,
right? I did not look into the personal aspects of her specific husband. I just mean, I think it's nice that it's just like She doesn't have to be like a single mom or like a wife, you know, in this package. It's just like, she's just like, is a woman who has kids. And like,
see, the way you were saying it, it made me feel like he had like some sort of like camo face tattoo because he's like some, like,
well,
trophy
then I wouldn't
hunter.
Be able to see him.
Well, they take on the course. Michelle pulls way ahead on the tilting ladders. She ends up winning this. Brandy just not able to catch up. Michelle is now 9-0, but she does take the time to coach Brandy up the warped wall.
Yeah, and also in Michelle's package, she was like, someone, a mom told her, like, my daughter used to want to be Taylor Swift and now she wants to be you. And I appreciate that because no one should want to be Taylor Swift and everyone should want to be Michelle Warnke.
There you go. Next up was Josh Salinas versus Brian Wilczewski. Josh was one of the star rookies of the season last year. And Brian is a mechanical engineer at Boeing and also running gyms.
Yeah, he's such a big nerd. I love him.
Yes, they're also the same height and weight.
Yeah, they love this comparison stats thing. And they always highlight when like people have similar heights and weights. So they love that they're the exact same.
Yes. So they take on the course here. Brian ends up missing the dismount on the tilting ladders and falls into the water, losing the round, meaning the lab rats are in trouble. And Brian is going to continue to have trouble on those ladders for another couple rounds.
Yeah, Brian, we'll see Mr. Consistency later. Brian is the opposite of Mr. Consistency. Like, he's really good when he's good, but we've seen Brian go out early a lot of times now.
I mean, he pretty consistently fell at the same spot on the ladders, to be
no,
fair.
No, I just mean in general, like in general competition, like we know that Brian has the talent, but we've also seen him like follow the first obstacle in Vegas.
Yes. So they head to a relay, and in the relay, the women are first, as always. Then Josh was against Brian and Chris was against Jody at the end. So we see Michelle give the lab rats a big lead. And then Brian falls short again on the ladders, meaning by the time they get to the final leg, Chris and Jody are starting at about the same time. And this is the closest that the lab rats came to losing this this matchup entirely, but Chris manages to like just push past Jody. Very impressive. Speeds up the wall. I think he practiced the buzzer dive as well, because he nailed the buzzer dive. A lot of people, it's the final obstacle is hitting that buzzer, and Chris, he really gets it.
He probably has that obstacle in his gym that he owns.
Yeah, exactly. So the lab rats take this relay and they're going to a second relay, the final matchup here, same order. And this one, Brian finally gets that ladder dismount right, which means that Chris has an even bigger lead on Jody when they take on that final leg. And man, it was still close, though. It was still close. This was a very exciting matchup.
Yeah, this is one of those occasions, though, where the team that I wanted to win is also clearly the team that should have won and just like kind of got some bad luck. So I'm very happy that the Lab Rats are moving on.
Yes, this was just like in general, just like these relays were fantastic. Great matchup to start the episode. And they say this is the Mitsubishi drive of the night.
Early one.
Yes. So next up is the Ballers versus Team Alpha. We got Lauren Ball versus Brent Stephenson here. I think I prefer the Ballers. I don't know why they're Team Alpha.
Isn't that like Brent and Casey always wore like shirts right. that said Alpha on them? It's like, that's like something.
It's like their brand.
Yeah, it's like the name of their gym or something. Alpha Warriors or something.
Mm. It's just seems. I prefer Ballers
for the pun name. Did we go over which? Oh, obviously the Lab Rats is the better name than Big Dog Ninjas. I feel like Big Dog Ninjas might be dead last in terms of team names.
It goes without saying.
Yeah, and Lab Rats is a good one because they're all nerds.
Yes. So Lauren takes on Brent here. Lauren, of course, one of the four athletes to have competed in every season of the show. He's a break dancer. And Brent Stephenson, he gets a recap of his old man run package.
I don't remember this at all. Where was I for this?
It was a viral video.
But did this happen on the show?
I don't think so. I think it was an online thing.
Okay.
Did you also miss the puppy ninja versus ninja?
Okay, so I saw this while I was fast forwarding the commercials and thought, should I stop to see what this is about? And I thought, no, I'm good. I don't care about that. Why was it good?
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to watch puppies run a Ninja Warrior course.
I mean, it sounds like I can imagine exactly what it would be.
I mean, you can imagine, you can always imagine cute animals doing cute things, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like dogs, obviously.
That's like saying, like, you know, I've seen enough cat pics on the internet. I don't need to see any more.
I mean, like, I love animals. I just feel like just looking at animals doing things is, like, not necessarily my thing. I don't know. I like, on the internet, I want to interact with animals in real life. I don't want to watch them on the internet. I don't know. I'm not a big, I think that I've gone over this before on the podcast. I'm not a big, like, internet video person. Like, whenever they talk about, like, a viral video on the show, I haven't seen it. And it's because I simply do not go on YouTube. Like, I don't see any videos. I don't watch animal videos or, like, anything like that. It's just not something that I do.
All right. Let's talk about the matchup here.
We're not going to talk about this Hickenlooper video. Had you seen this?
The what?
That's the name. The name of Brent Stephenson's character is Arthur Hickenlooper. Had you seen this?
Yeah. Oh
my God, you're so connected.
It was all over the place.
Literally, this never crossed my path.
Well, that just means you're a bad Ninja Warrior person. You probably don't follow all of the people that you need to follow on Twitter.
On Twitter? None of them are even active on Twitter. They're all Instagram people.
They're all over Twitter. Matt Eisman posts these things.
I follow Matt.
Well, clearly not closely.
Well,
enough.
I'm not his best friend. I don't have Twitter notifications on for him like you do.
Wow. All right. Well, they talk about the Hickenlooper thing. It's just, you know, kind of weird to have that as Brent's package. But I guess now that he's not dating Casey anymore, it's like, gotta find another story. Mm-hmm. Brent has a slight lead, but he slips up on the floating tiles, and Lauren just hops right over him and takes the win.
Yeah, and they say that Lauren Ball is like the Usain Bolt of American Ninja Warrior, which I'm not sure that I would agree with.
Yeah, I don't really get, just, he's fast.
Yeah, they're saying like he's like the fastest, which I don't know, maybe at one point. I feel like probably not anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if necessarily he was ever the fastest, but he's certainly a fast person.
Yeah, they love hyperbole.
Yeah. Next up was Mei Ling Wong versus Sydney Olsen, and you know, they're people.
Mei does stunts at Six Flags, and she says, "When you're in stunts, it's kind of anything goes," which I really hope is not true.
Yes, and Sydney's also a parkour and stunt person, so.
Yeah, she does fire stunts, which looks like my worst nightmare.
Probably.
Where it's just
given
like
your reaction to stage two.
I really don't like fire. I really don't like it. And so being in a suit that is lit on fire sounds horrible.
Yes. Well, Wong really killing it on the course, very fast. Olsen ends up getting wet and falls in at the TikTok, but it wouldn't have mattered because Wong was just very far ahead.
Yeah, this really wasn't like an excellent couple of episodes for the women.
No, basically just Michelle and Wong. Wong did well. But other than that, not so much. Next up was Paul Kazmir versus David Yarder. Very, very happy to see Paul here. Mr. Consistency. He was one of my favorites back in the day. He competes in tango competitions with his wife. And David Yarder runs a large obstacle training course.
Yeah, Paul doesn't look like he's very good at tango. I want to know what these competitions are like.
Based on what you saw?
Yeah, they showed like little clips of him tangoing with his wife.
Maybe they're just local.
Yeah,
local competitions.
Seems extremely regional, Paul.
Well, one of the reasons why I like Paul Kazmir is because he is a boring person and I like boring people. and so they really need to reach to find things to talk about.
That is so much meaner than what I said.
Look, I appreciate boringness. I appreciate it in a person. So, meanwhile, David Yarder does a big obstacle thing. I don't know.
That sounds boring. If your fun fact on a professional obstacle course competition is like, I run an obstacle course, I don't know. It seems boring.
Maybe.
I just want to burn as many bridges as possible so that no one ever comes on our podcast again that's on the show.
Of course, of course. Paul makes an early dismount and gets soaked on the ladders, but still manages to stay ahead of David. But then by the time they get to the monkey bars, they are side by side and Paul's hands slip. They're a little wet.
Yeah, that'll happen when you fall in water.
Yeah. So David takes this one and they head to the relay where the women are first, Lauren versus Brent second, and then Paul versus David to close it off. Sydney falls again in the water, giving a 5-second penalty. And I gotta say again, I feel like she would have given them a worse place in the relay if she had continued, because she would have been more than 5 seconds behind, I think. But she only gives them a 5-second delay. Lauren gets wet on the ladder dismount, these tilting ladders. They keep getting these feet wet, but he has a huge lead and ultimately the ballers take this one.
Yes. Which again, I feel like the correct team.
Yes.
That's the end of it, right? For Team Alpha. Yes.
Yep. So they go to the final matchup of the episode, the Lab Rats versus the Ballers. I like this as a final match, but I think it was pretty clear that one of the teams was going to be the favorite, especially going into the back half of the course. First up, we had Lauren versus Chris. Chris weighs 30 more pounds than Lauren.
I'm so glad I know that.
Yeah. Lauren tries to make an early dismount after Chris makes it on the tilting ladders, but then gets wet. And Chris just manages to stay ahead of Lauren for the rest of the heat here and takes the win.
Yeah, and Akbar says, I hope Chris is breathing in through his nose and out through his mouth, getting enough oxygen to the body. Yeah, that's how breathing works, Akbar.
I hope he doesn't die. Yes.
I hope he continues to use his lungs for breathing.
Michelle then takes on Mei Ling, and Michelle pulls ahead on the tilting ladders. Mei Ling crashes down at the floating tiles, and Michelle wins this one. She is 10-0.
Yeah, Mei Ling was a snowboarder in the X Games, and we don't know what that means.
It means she snowboards.
Yeah, I guess. I could not tell you what the X Games really are.
She does tricks.
Tricks.
Probably.
It might be a race. You don't know.
I'm guessing it's tricks if it's X Games.
Okay, yeah, but they said that motorbike... Weren't we talking about a motorcycle guy last week who races, but I thought he did tricks?
Yeah. Anyway, Paul is next up against Brian, and Brian is 20 pounds heavier than Paul.
Why do you always write this down? This doesn't matter.
Akbar says the lab rats can taste that cheese, baby.
Does he say baby?
Yeah.
God, he's so stylish and cool.
Brian pulls ahead on the tilting ladders. Paul gets wet on those ladders, and Paul has trouble at the back half here. Brian managed to keep his lead, and he ends up taking the win for the lab rats.
Yay. Love these guys.
Clean sweep there to finish off the episode after a rough first matchup for the Lab Rats, but they will be heading to the finals. Now, let's talk about the next episode, episode 7 of Ninja versus Ninja. We swap out the obstacles. We now got the crisscross ring toss and the flying shelf grab here.
Yes. How do we feel about that?
I feel like I've said before that I wasn't a fan of this as much. But with these teams, I think they ended up being very exciting obstacles.
Yeah, I feel like if the team has enough talent, it works. Is this the combo that you said that you didn't like? I guess that makes sense.
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Because I think that the episode that we were talking about, it was very much just like whoever pulled ahead on the ring toss won, because nobody... It was always the same amount of time they took for the shelf grab, but then... I guess it was just the teams that we were talking about that didn't have good technique on the shelf grab.
Yeah, and also, like, you have people like Daniel Gill that, like, don't even need a backswing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Their technique, it wasn't even just Daniel. It was the kid. It was Kyle. It was all of them. They all had great technique throughout the entire course. But let's talk about these teams first. First, the Expendables versus the Lizard Kings.
The Lizard Kings is the best team name in this whole competition. I like it. I liked it less once I found out that Hunter Gerard like has that nickname, that he's known as a lizard. I loved it as just a complete non sequitur. Like, we are the Lizard Kings. No explanation. But even with that nickname, this is still the best team name.
Yeah. You know, I still don't understand really why Hunter is called the Lizard, but...
Because his fingertip strength.
Yeah, you know.
And his weird tongue.
It's not that weird.
It's a little weird. He's got a really long tongue.
I mean, I can do tongue things. It doesn't make me weird.
I don't know what that means. I don't think I really want to know.
I can do what he did with his tongue. It's not that weird.
I don't. Okay. Listen, I'm not going to ask you to prove it, but I don't believe you.
Well, I'm not going to prove it to you on this video call.
Okay.
But
he's lying. But, everyone just know that he's lying. He just tried and it was terrible. Didn't look anything like the lizard.
No. Look, I'm just saying, you know, people can do tongue things. That doesn't make them lizards.
Okay, but he has like sticky fingers, not in like a crime way, but.
All right, this is getting weird. Let's move on.
I guess he could also be the spider. Is that what Spider-Man has?
Why does he have to be an animal? Like, why isn't.
Oh, now we draw the line at Akbar's animal nicknames.
I think he came in with this one.
Okay, but a lot of people have nicknames that are worse than the lizard. I feel like this makes sense in terms of Animal Kingdom nicknames.
I don't know. I feel like roll the tape back to the podcast that we talked about him the first time, and you were on board with me that the lizard was a weird name.
Okay, well, the Lizard Kings is the best name, so.
I think the Expendables is pretty good as well.
I feel like the Lizard Kings kind of, like, sounds sort of like a ridiculous like minor league hockey team name or something. Like there's already the LA Kings, and I feel like there could be like the Louisiana Lizard Kings or something.
I guess so. So first off, we've got Kevin Bull versus Kyle Soderman, and we get a quick brief history of Kevin Bull and how he has alopecia and he hangs out with kids with alopecia and is an inspiration and so on and so forth. We've seen this story a few times.
Yeah, he's an inspiration, yada yada yada.
Then Kyle, this is his first time taking on the course. He's only ever been a tester, which I thought immediately was very weird because I recognized both his name and his face. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? Why do I know this person if he's never on the course?
Wow, you know the names of the testers?
I was very weirded out by this. I was like, where do I know this guy? So I had to look him up. He was on Beastmaster.
Oh my God, your favorite show.
Yes.
They came out with a season two. When's the podcast? When are we doing that?
Did you not watch season two?
No, I didn't finish season one. I watched two episodes of season one. And then when you said we weren't going to do a podcast about it, I stopped watching it.
Yeah. Well, spoilers for The Ultimate Beastmaster, unless you don't want to be spoiled, Lita. Oh,
don't worry about it.
I watched it. I don't remember.
Why did you
entirely.
Watch it? You said you hated this show.
I did not say I hated the show. And I also, we've had this conversation and I told you that season two was better.
We have had this conversation.
Hey. It's in the group chat history somewhere.
Oh my God.
I believe Kyle Soderman is the, Beastmaster season two winner.
Wow. Wait, yes. A person wins? Yeah. They're not teams.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking that it was like the Olympics or it's like Team USA.
So, you know, interesting that they didn't mention that at all.
That's not interesting at all.
Yeah. Well, he won one of these obstacle course competitions.
They're not going to promote Ultimate Beastmaster?
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. That they, you know, it is relevant, but obviously they're not going to promote another show. You tried to claim it wasn't relevant.
Oh, no. I'm saying it's not interesting that they chose not to say that. Like, obviously they chose not to say that.
Yes. Well, that's where Kyle Soderman is from. And that's why they're all like, whoa, this guy, where did he come from? Like, he came from Beastmaster. Yeah. So that's Kyle Soderman. He takes on Kevin Bull. They meet at the ring toss and Kevin steals Kyle's ring and ends up getting out in front of him a little bit. And then Kyle manages to pull ahead at the shelf grab. This is a great matchup here. Lots of back and forth. They end up going up the same wall, which I think it's because Kyle like pulled ahead and went onto Kevin's wall. Mm-hmm. And like Kyle, a very, very competitive, very aggressive competitor.
Well, here. Yeah. He's a winner of a different reality show.
Yeah. And he really loves the, like, oh yeah, I won. That's okay. He really,
Terrifying. Yeah, and yeah. Agbar says, someone check his ID. Is that a rookie? And I like the idea that, like, you have a specific American Ninja Warrior identification card that, like, says your status as a rookie or not.
Yes. So Maggie Thorne is up next versus Sarah Shoback. And Maggie is going to talk about a viral video of hers.
Guess what? Haven't seen it.
Yes, of her running sideways on treadmills. And I did not like this package.
Why?
There was just like a little bit of an air of just like, yeah, you know, it's a good way to train. And like, just like, all right, you made a viral video. Congrats. Like, no need to pat yourself on the back.
Has been through so much. Be nice to Maggie Thorne.
All right.
Her packages are always like, I am going through a divorce. I am devastated. I wake up every morning and cry and go to sleep every night and cry. And now her package is like, I run sideways on treadmills.
Exactly. That's like, this is your big comeback, is you made a viral video. And she's like, oh, well, it was on the news.
It was on Good Morning America. I don't know if that counts as the news.
Just like, all right, you know, look, you ran sideways on treadmills. That's something that I would have done as a 7-year-old boy.
Okay,
like,
now who's patting himself on the back?
No, oh my God.
I did that when I was a child, when I was doing trigonometry in first grade.
All right. Well, she is up against Sarah Shoback, who is a person.
She's not only a person, she's a mom.
Yes. She also trains with her teammates. Also, they keep doing dance moves on the podium, and I'm not a fan.
I didn't even notice that.
They're always like, and it's weird.
Taryn just did a really impressive dance.
Yeah. For those only who can't. Only I can't help myself but be impressive, but theirs are not impressive.
Yeah, I think my brain just filters out those stupid dance moves.
Yeah. Sarah, they meet on the ring toss. Sarah ends up letting Maggie build some momentum there on the ring toss, but ends up falling on the floating tiles.
Oh, she does the dance that kid did in that Katy Perry SNL performance. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Anyway, yes, true. She is too respectful on the ring toss. That's what Matt and Akbar are saying. She's just letting Maggie go.
Yes. Then we have Thaddeus Roback versus Hunter Gerard. And really, with the names here, Shoback, Roback.
I thought you just meant that his name is Thaddeus.
Well, I mean that too.
It's a great name, Thaddeus Roback.
Is it?
It's just it's not a common name. I've never met a Thaddeus in my life.
Well, I've met a Thaddeus.
Okay. Well, brag about it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much to brag about.
Well, this one is a race car driver on the California Rally Series, and we have no idea what that means either.
Yes, I wrote he's a car racer person.
Mm-hmm. A car person.
And we also have the lizard, Hunter Gerard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a lizard. That's his package.
He's a lizard.
Thaddeus slips up a bit at the start of the race and Hunter speeds through those rings, never slows down, easily takes down this win.
Yeah. This was exciting, but I felt like I wished that the lead change one, the Kyle versus Kevin, had been the last one.
Yeah, you know, it happens. But they do go to a relay here, where the women are first. Then it's Kevin versus Hunter. And then, Thaddeus versus Kyle to close it off. Hunter speeds way ahead of Kevin at the ring toss. And then Kevin falls at the floating tiles, which gives, Kyle a big lead. And then Thaddeus falls at the shelf grab. Just a total wreck here for, the Expendables.
Yeah. And Akbar decides that he's going to call Kyle Soderman Soda Pop. Yep. Okay.
I'm going to start calling you Soda Pop.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
It's really, really trying to take the Beastmaster name away.
Yeah, like something else more memorable. I mean, it's fine. I like that it's not controversial because I get yelled at regardless of whether I say soda or pop. So I think I'm just going to start calling it Soda Pop.
I feel like that's weird.
It's weird, but it's also like, at least no, I feel like no one's gonna get mad. You live on the East Coast, so you do not have this conundrum, but I live in a place where like half the people call it soda and half the people call it pop because I'm on like the East and Midwest border, and it's really annoying. And people
just call it soda.
People need to chill. Okay, but when I called it soda when I went to Michigan, people would be like, don't you mean pop?
They're wrong.
Okay, but they would say that about you as well. So I try to adapt to whoever I'm talking to, but then I sometimes get it wrong. I guess wrong. It just doesn't matter. Everybody needs to chill.
You can say like, you know, I'm a very moderate person. I like to look at both sides of things, but if you call it pop, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Regionalisms are challenging, and that's my position on it. And everybody needs to just like be cool. So if you ever meet me in real life and I say soda or pop, like, but I also think that the pop people make a good point because soda is already a thing. Like if I order a vodka soda, like that means a specific thing. It's not like they're going to be like, which soda, you know?
I don't understand.
Like soda water is a thing. Like soda to me is soda water.
Yeah, because soda is a thing, whereas pop is not.
No, but pop is a better term for the general, like all of the different pops that there are. You know what I mean? Like if you just...
No.
If you order pop, they're going to be like, which one?
If you order soda, they're also going to say, what, Pepsi or Coke? Like,
no, not, but not if you order it in like an alcoholic beverage, which I think like proves what, that...
Since when do you order a vodka and pop?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Exactly. So you wouldn't do that because you wouldn't order it. And, no. But if you did, just order a soda, they know what you're talking about.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think that pop is a more useful overarching term because if I do order a vodka soda, they know that that means soda water because I think that soda water is like already a specific thing. Like soda means something.
When have you ever asked for soda and meant soda water?
When I say a vodka soda...
No, just if you just ask for soda.
I know, but I'm saying that this is a context in which I understand the pop people's argument.
It doesn't even make any sense. You're saying if I just it makes it easier because if I ask for soda, then maybe they'll give me vodka with it. Like, no, of course not. If you ask for soda, then they're gonna give you soda.
I'm just saying soda is already like in some context a specific beverage.
And pop is a genre of music and a sound. That doesn't make it a worse term for soda.
I'm saying both sides have valid points. It's just a matter of where you grew up or where you went to school or whatever. And everybody needs to leave me alone.
Don't leave her alone.
Leave me alone.
Make sure you tweet at us. Where you are, where you stand on the soda.
It's literally just going to be wherever you are from. Like, no one's going to make a point to me that I'm going to be like, oh, you're right. Like, it's just what you call it, wherever you're from.
It depends on which side has more people that stick up for it.
Well, then we're going to get some stupid person from Atlanta being like, it's called Coke. Like, because people in the South call all pop Coke.
Yeah, and they're wrong, too.
Yes, we can agree that they are wrong because that's stupid. But it's because the Coke headquarters is in Atlanta. But the CNN headquarters is also in Atlanta, but they don't call all news CNN.
Language is defined by its usage. The people, the most used term for soda is the one that will win. So whoever decides to tell us their usage of it and whoever has the most amount of votes or tweets, that side will win.
It's defined by its usage, but like you can't just expand that to like all of the world. Like, if it was defined by its usage, then like the word for it in Chinese would be the correct term.
That's true.
Okay, so we're in agreement. We should call it whatever the word for pop is in Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay, someone let us know.
I'm happily wrong in my usage of soda, but in the U.S., it is correct.
Not in Michigan.
All right. So moving forward, we have the Iron Grip versus the Invincibles. First is Matisse Owadi versus Victor Juarez. And it's the Kid versus El Animal.
Those are both good nicknames.
Yeah. The Kid, only 19 years old, started training when he was 13, and El Animal is an animal.
Yeah, I totally forgot about this Matisse guy, but I remembered him once he had the package. He was on team last year, and I remember being like, he's going to be huge in the season of American Ninja Warrior, and then he was not.
Nope. They're both wearing red, which I thought was kind of silly.
Yeah, they both have like a circle on their t-shirt. They look exactly the same. Wait, also, once I said that, I realize I don't even know. Do you have to be 21 to be on American Ninja Warrior, or did they just change that?
I believe you do have to be 21.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why he was not on this season of American Ninja Warrior. That makes sense.
Yes. They are side by side on the rings. The Kid pulls ahead on the tiles and then dominates through the shelf grab. As we mentioned, does not take a back swing on the first one and takes the win here. 36 seconds, one of the fastest runs all season long.
Yeah, and this is the best Akbarism ever. He says there's a reason why it's called Generation Z. He just went zoom, zoom on the course. So good.
There you go.
So good.
Great matchup there. Then we got a montage for the women, Tiana versus Mary Beth. Tiana falls at the ring toss and Mary Beth takes this one.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Especially because like if your first run is terrible such that they will montage it, you don't even get a package.
That's true.
For the entire episode.
Next up was Daniel Gill versus Abel Gonzalez. Daniel talks about how Hurricane Harvey devastated his hometown. His family lost 3 homes, 6 cars, and some storage buildings. They have a lot of holdings there in Texas.
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, how wealthy is Daniel Gill's family that they have 3 houses and 6 cars? And then I was like, he probably just has a big family.
That was exactly my, I was like, are they just very wealthy or do they have a big family? We don't know.
We don't know. It's a mystery. And I like not to, you know, denigrate this whole sad package, but I kind of LOL'd at them calling him a trained dancer because isn't his package just sort of like, I took some ballroom classes a couple of years ago.
Yeah. He's a dancer.
Yeah, but anyone is a dancer. I firmly believe that anyone can call themselves a dancer or be called a dancer. That's fine. But a trained dancer, I don't know about that.
Taryn Armstrong, dancer.
Yes, anyone can dance and anyone can cook. And this is a firm belief that I will never budge on.
Cook dancer. All right. Next, we had Abel, who has got rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, he does. And he was kind of advocating for plant power here. He was saying that he manages his pain by eating a lot of vegetables.
Veggies. All right. So Gil manages to pull ahead on the ring toss and just dominates this matchup. I really pointed out here, Iron Grip, their technique is fantastic. They really got this course down.
Yeah, once Tiana turns it around, which she eventually does.
Yes. So they head to the relay where the women go first. Then it's Victor versus the Kid and Abel versus Daniel to close it off. The Kid gives them a massive lead, but Gil, he has a little trouble on the trampoline. He hesitates. He goes back and then he goes up. But even with that, it's not even close. Iron Grip takes this one easily.
Yeah. Do we buy that that's what happened with Daniel Gill? Because later he's like, I just like felt the trampoline and thought I was going to like slip off or something. I don't know if Daniel Gill just like kind of wanted to make this interesting.
I think it was right. Like the way that he was standing on the trampoline, like it's hard to generate a jump when you're, if you're too far forward. So he probably felt like, I've got enough time. Let me just reset. So I don't make a mistake. Turned out to be a good decision, I think.
Yeah, fair.
All right. Next, so we've got the final matchup here, Iron Grip versus Lizard Kings. And I got to say, I felt like this was potentially two of the strongest teams we've seen at all.
In the whole competition?
Yeah, these are some really surprisingly strong teams.
Yeah. I feel like the seeding was fair, though, for whoever did it, because I think that it's hard to tell that the Lizard Kings would be this good.
Yes.
Like preseason.
Yeah. So first up was the Kid versus the Lizard. And Hunter pulls ahead at the crisscross ring toss. But the Kid then pulls ahead at the shelf grab. The Kid gets to the zigzag first, but he stops to wipe his shoes. And that allows Hunter the Lizard to speed up that zigzag climb and take the win.
Yeah, and they act like it was him, like, wiping his shoes that caused them to lose, but he was going so slow up that thing, probably because his shoes weren't grippy enough. Like, Hunter would have won even if the Kid started as soon as he got there.
Yes, that is correct. Hunter sped up that thing. Next was Tiana Weberly versus Sarah Schoback. And Sarah, she takes an early lead at the ring toss, but Tiana just doesn't let her dismount. So they end up hanging there for a while. Then they both go down at the same time on the shelf grab. But because Sarah got there first, Sarah is going to take the win for the Lizard Kings. And like, again, Kyle in on the sidelines, like, as soon as they both go down, he's like, yeah, she got there first.
Yeah,
it's like, geez, dude.
Yeah, also, this is so annoying because they went out this early because they used so much energy on the ring toss. They were dead hanging for so long. I just want a good matchup between women on this back half of the course, like on this extended course. We have not gotten like a really good one yet, so I'm really excited for the playoffs when we could see like Megan Martin and Michelle Warnke do this or something.
Yes. So it's all down to Daniel Gill versus Kyle Soderman. Daniel needs to win this one if he wants to keep Iron Grip alive. This is a great matchup here. They end up dismounting at the same time on the ring toss. Daniel was behind Kyle, but he manages to make the same dismount. And Akbar, he just squeaks when this happens. He's a woo!
Yeah, and he also says they're flying through this like they're boneless. Does Akbar think that birds don't have bones and that's why they can fly? It's because their bones are hollow, not because they don't have them.
You know, don't question Akbar.
Maybe, wait, do lizards have bones? Yeah, that's a stupid thing to ask. Yes, lizards have bones.
If you're boneless, then you can just be so fluid on the course and fly through things.
I guess. I'm not sure that's what he was going for.
Well, Gil manages to pull ahead of Kyle at the shelf grab. Again, this excellent technique that Iron Grip has down. But then Kyle, he manages to catch up at the rumbling dice. They take on the zigzag climb at basically the same time. But Gil manages to go up much faster and ends up taking the heat. And this is the Mitsubishi drive of the night.
This is another thing I never notice. Their weights and the drive of the night, I will never catch. So it's a good thing you're here to get the important details.
Yes. So Iron Grip stays alive and they head to the relay where the women go first. Then it's the Kid versus the Lizard. And then it's Daniel versus Hunter. So here we go. We got relay action. And the Lizard Kings are going to fall apart pretty quickly here.
Literally every single person fell.
Yes. Sarah gets her feet wet and then falls into the water at the TikTok, giving a 5-second penalty for the Lizard Kings. Then Kyle tries to make up that time and slips up at the tiles, giving another 5-second penalty. And then Hunter falls at the salmon ladder, trying to catch up to Daniel. And the Lizard Kings, they just crumble under the pressure.
Yeah. And then they still have to do it all again.
Yes, we head to a final relay, Lizard Kings versus Iron Grip. Whoever wins this will win the episode and head to the finals. Same lineup, same order. Sarah gets wet again in the same spot at the rope swings. And it looks like despite that, she was able to stay out of the water. She gets to the ring toss. It looks like she might be able to pull ahead. And I think if she had managed to not fall here on the crisscross ring toss, that they probably almost actually definitely the Lizard Kings would have won this one. But I think partly because she's wet, she's trying to, go a little too fast. Sarah ends up falling into the water at the ring toss, allowing Tiana to just kind of calmly and carefully slowly finish up the ring toss and give Iron Grip a 5-second head start when the kid takes on Kyle.
Kyle.
I think I called him the lizard earlier, but it was Kyle, and then the lizard finished it off. And so Kyle, he manages to catch up and make up some good ground here against the kid. But it gets very close. Hunter is catching up to Gil. Gil has a slight lead. They head up to the zigzag. Gil starts it first. Gil is going up fast, but the lizard, he's very quick. He can climb things. He's catching up, but it's just not quite enough. Just a second or two behind. And Iron Grip manages to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but both of these guys' endurance is legit incredible. Like, they did this so many times and they still made it to the end.
Very, very close matchup. Very good teams. But Iron Grip managed to take this. And I gotta say, I feel like, despite the fact that, unfortunately, I do think the women on these two teams are kind of the weak points of them. I think that they are very, very strong. And I think that, if they don't end up winning, it'll probably be because they don't have like a superstar Michelle Warnke, kind of woman, there.
Yeah. I've always said the women are going to be the difference makers, especially in the playoffs. When do the playoffs start?
Probably in a couple episodes, right?
All right. We're getting there.
There's one more makes 8 teams heading to the finals. So maybe they'll start on episode 9.
Yeah. No idea.
No idea.
This might go on until October, for all we know.
Well, that's all we've got for you with these two episodes. Very good episodes. Really enjoying this season of Ninja versus Ninja. Enjoying talking about it. Sorry for the lateness, but now the traveling is done for now. We got Boston Know-It-Alls in a couple weeks, so that might delay things a bit again, but we're good for now.
Yeah, I think neither of us are going anywhere in the next 11 days, so
there you
maybe
go.
We can get one more episode out. We'll see.
But yes, again, very much enjoying the season, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. I just saw a tweet from Ainsley on Twitter saying Lita explaining hashtag TBT and other social media nonsense to Armstrong Taren is delightfully ridiculous and awkward, and I love this exchange very much.
Well, we have really good news about future awkward and delightful exchanges.
I can't wait to see the soda versus pop.
People get so response. Heated. As I was saying, everybody chill, you and I started shouting at each other. People can't help it.
Well, again, make sure you tweet at us with your answer to the soda versus pop debate. Let us know how you're liking the season of Ninja versus Ninja, and tell your friends to watch, because it's a fun show and I feel like might not be performing well given the time change.
Right. Yeah. And to listen to our podcast about it.
Yeah, that too.
Even if they don't watch it.
Yeah, just listen, download. You can find it on iTunes. American Ninja Warrior Rehap Ups. It's RHAP Ups. Or you can subscribe to the Reality TV Rehap Ups feed and get all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to the Taren Show.
I just got a brand new podcast app because I hated my old one. And it now gives me push notifications when a new podcast comes up. And I love that.
There you go.
So put them on for Ninja vs. Ninja, because you really never know when these are going to drop.
Yes. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. You can not follow her on Instagram because she doesn't care as much, at Lita Grand. And
you can literally not follow you on Instagram. So I think that you did not have room to talk.
Find us on robiswebsite.com. Make sure, again, you tweet at us about pop and soda. And I think that's all we've got for you.
Yeah, I did a Simpsons podcast last week. It's now a weird time to be talking about how much we love The Simpsons.
Very timely.
It's kind of controversial right now. But it's good. We had fun. I'm going to be on This Week in Survivor History with Jordan Kalish this week. So listen to that to hear me embarrass myself on Survivor trivia. And let's go Pens.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you next time.